The detection of high-noise vehicles in urban areas is gaining more and more attention. The welfare of citizens living close to high-traffic infrastructure is a growing concern of municipalities. Identifying high emitters and taking actions like sending fines or restricting access to problematic areas is an important step as a remedy to high-noise exposure, which we are eager to achieve within the NEMO project. We pointed out the importance of a reliable mapping between the vehicle and the measured sound pressure level. The fact that the pass-by can be disturbed by noise of other nearby vehicles thus has to be accounted for. To this end, we propose a peak-level correction algorithm that uses model curves generated from collected data to subtract the noise contribution of nearby vehicles. Such an algorithm needs to be trained to specific test sites to account for specific acoustic characteristics of sites such as the road surface, topography, reflecting objects, etc. We found that a relatively small set of measured sample curves, 100 to 200, is sufficient to achieve satisfactory results for the model curves. This means that it is feasible to install the autonomous measurement system with a relatively small amount of training time dependent on the traffic situation. In turn, this implies that the system is movable within relatively short time frames, which increases the reach and thus the impact of the system, also because commuters won't get to know any fixed position of the measurement station. Furthermore, the mapping of the model curves onto the measured level time curve results in a good match between the measured and the predicted SPL curve. Using this correction algorithm is an important step towards an accurate NRSD to substantiate stakeholders' actions, like fining or restricting access to urban areas, taken on high-noise emitting vehicles.